So listen to it. Hebrews 1:8. You see it? But unto the Son he saith, thy throne. Who? What did he call it? God said to the Son, what? Thy throne. Who? I need to hear you say it, y'all. Too quiet. Thy throne. Who? God here have transferred himself and everything that he is to the Son, because he called him God. Thy throne, O God. What kind of throne, O God, do you have? Is forever and ever. A scepter of what? Righteousness is what? A scepter of thy kingdom. And I'm in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom. There's a place in God. You can get there. And you won't be afraid of anything. Any devil, any deadly thing. That's why he said in the gospel, they should cast out devil. In my name, they should cast out devil. They should lay hands on the sick. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall take up a serpent. Then said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why? Because who you are. Because of who you are. You know, and that's why you have to stay in the word and feed on it day and night. Stay under somebody teaching the word. Don't just listen to any kind of stuff come along. You know, people, there's good preaching out there, but boy, there's a whole bunch of crappy preaching out there too. I'm like Brother Hagin. I really hear Duncan Brian in the barn at midnight and listen to some of that stuff there. Cause it's full of doubt and unbelief. I don't care how professional they sound. I mean, they got the good voice and good eloquent and all that, but empty of the power of God. You better make sure that's why you read your Bible. That's why you pray. You make sure that what somebody's saying to you, they are scripturally sound. Before you swallow it down. Hallelujah. So say it with me. I don't do fear. Not from the devil. God didn't give me the spirit of fear. And I refuse to fear. Thank you, Lord. For your amazing word. Thank you, Lord. That you're in me. And I'm getting to know you. Better. Every day of my life. I refuse to fear. And that's just it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's your lesson for tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. In closing, so you have to make a concrete decision. Because see, you hear all kind of stuff from people. And I don't know how, but I do too. God cannot. I'm going to say it like this. God cannot put something on you that he doesn't have. He doesn't have sickness. He doesn't have disease. He doesn't have poverty. He doesn't have death. Huh? He just doesn't have it. You say, well, how do what you mean by God. I'll show you a good, give you a good example I heard. Now, y'all believe I love you? How many of y'all believe I love you? You're thinking about it, you say, you hope I do. But I love you. But listen to me. I do love you. But if you try to come against my wife, you're going to have my wrath. You understand what I mean? Because, see, you're coming against me. Something that's a part of me, God, that I'm protected. I do whatever I need to do to stop you. But as long as you walk in fellowship with me, you ain't got no problem. And that's the way God is. As long as you walk, treat me right. He ain't got no problem with you, but you come against what God loves. You understand what I mean? Then you get his wrath. Then God get accused of going around turning this pandemic loose, this COVID-19 and all this stuff. No, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. You got an enemy. And God get it.